Former Dolphins receiver Ronde Gadsden is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Dolphins training camp is open. There's a preseason game. The Hall of Fame game is next week, featuring OG's son, his team, the Chargers. So football is upon us. I got to ask you this question, though, because we were talking about it earlier, because the Dolphins announced some number changes today. Did you always wear 86? How did you end up wearing 86 for the Dolphins? Did they assign it to you or did you pick it?
That's the only number they had left. Okay. Who picks number 86? Who picks that?
Well, what did you wear?
I had number 3 when I started at the Dolphins. When I played all the 4 preseason games, I had number 3. But then, no, it was the only number they had.
Receivers didn't wear number 3 back then, though, did they?
Well, yeah, again, like it's back then, like back when, like back in the 50s, like come on, back then.
Receivers didn't wear number three.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I got a card that's number 3. Touchdowns are number 3. Come on.
They
didn't give me high hopes coming from the Arena League. I was about to tell you, Hulk, that would make.
They ain't playing on OG playing. That's what the problem
that's
was.
This guy, what round did we pick him in? You didn't. Give him three.
What other number we got?
What did you wear in Dallas?
1. Raphael Septien.
Really?
Yeah, 1. Because I was fast. I was the fastest receiver they had at the time.
Ain't no way, OG.
Yeah, he was fast, man.
Once again, it was the only number they had left. Nobody wanted 1. 1 wasn't a big thing then. 1 wasn't a big thing in the 90s. Like, ooh, we want 1. Nah. You know, I mean, Prime Deion didn't have a single-digit number. He had 21. Like, I mean, that wasn't a big thing. I think when Keyshawn got 19, I think it's kind of, you know, cracked it. Like, okay, let's start. That wasn't a deal. They were giving the numbers, you know, those are player numbers that they, like Chase, they didn't think we could make the team, you know what I mean? So,
right.
That was the deal. So, you know, you got to make something bold. It's not the number.
I think we need to reconnect with OG. OG, we need to reconnect with you. Jimmy's going to hang up and call you back because
yep.
There's a little bit of
Listen, I tell you what OG's about to say is what winners say. The player makes the number. The number doesn't make the player.
But was I wrong? Number 3 was worn by receivers in the 90s, was it?
We laugh.
Victor Bermudez texted me that Randall Hill used to wear 3 for the Hurricanes as a receiver.
When guys came in that were position players, and I'm a little younger than OG. I think OG's 50. I'm 41. Like, OG got me by a couple years. When you see a guy walk in with number 6 on, he's not making the team.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you're going to run down on about 3 kickoffs in this first preseason game and you're getting cut. Now it's cool. It wasn't cool back then to wear a single digit.
Yeah, see, now you can wear anything. Anything goes now.
Yeah, no. I would say some names, but y'all wouldn't recognize any of them because they all got cut.
The only 6 I can remember for the Dolphins was Jay Cutler, right? Did he wear 6 for the Dolphins? No, he wore 6 for the Bears. Did he wear 6 for the Dolphins?
Didn't Jay Cutler wear 6?
I think he did.
Yeah.
All right, Ronde Gadsden is back with us. We had a bad phone connection
Hello.
There.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
So listen to this. Hey, are you going to the Hall of Fame game?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe wear OG the second's jersey?
I doubt it.
No, just be low key.
Yeah. Just wear some, powder blue. I don't think I look good in powder blue, but anyway.
you got to buy a whole new wardrobe. There's no way you own any powder blue.
Like a big ass peep.
I'll wear some Syracuse stuff. So.
Big ass peep.
Hey, OG, have you warned little OG that he's about to play about 145 snaps on every special team and every snap of the game in the Hall of Fame?
You know what? So listen. So when we were going, you know, I was going to drop him off at the airport. Like, he was about to go, you know, to training camp. And I'm, you know, talking to him like, yo, you know, this is going to be different. It's a new chapter. You know, that's Syracuse. It's going to be 53 alpha males. They trying to feed their family. They don't want to be your friend. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you got to be ready. And I'm like, yo, don't think you just going to play this tight end thing and catch the ball. Like, you going to run down on kickoff. And then he said, did you do it? I'm like, absolutely not. But you're going to have to get ready to run down on kickoff, and you got to keep your head on the swivel. He said, but, Dad, it's only 10 yards. I'm like, huh. It is only 10 yards.
Oh, that's right. It used to be you work up a full head of steam, and you're like two rams battling on a mountaintop.
Right.
Yeah, it's like nothing. So, yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, get in there. You got a point. So at that point, I realized I really can't help him in much. Like, I played 16 games. He got to play 18. Like, we thought last year when he played 13 games at Syracuse, I'm like, oh, when is this over? Like, 18? Like, whoa, daddy. So I don't know. I just, you know, hey, look. Hey, do your best. Give it your old try. Keep your chin up, sport. I'll see you in Canton. That's all I had at that time. When he told me, kickoff's different, Dad. I'm like, different? I forgot about the.
Listen, it was just 5 minutes ago you were castigating me for saying, how long ago do you think it was that I played? And now we found out you had different number of games. You had different kickoff formations.
You only
played
game.
Two halves.
I know.
Hey, let me ask you. We're going to run out of time. Let me ask you about the Dolphins here, since the Dolphins open camp today. We had Ben Volen on from the Boston Globe yesterday, and I asked him to seed the AFC East going into the season. And I'm curious how you would. He had the Bills number one, the Patriots second, the Jets third, and the Dolphins fourth. And I'm curious how you, and I know we're ways away, but how would you seed the AFC East right now?
You know, it's going to be tough. I obviously, the Patriots and the Dolphins are going to be, in a heated battle for 2-3, I think. But I do think I see the Patriots overtaking that second spot, you know, in the next 2-3 years. I think we'll split, but I think we'll be second just because we've been in it longer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Patriots got, you know, a better coach. I think Tua has a better command of the division more than May. And I think that will help us, you know, take them. But, you know, you ask me the same question next year, it may be a different situation because we know how the Patriots going to play. They're going to take the, you know, personality of the coach, and we know what kind of coach they got. A little different than our coach. So I think
it's a little bit more cantankerous than ours.
A little bit. Like, I agree with you. Come on with the hoodies and the joggers. Let's try something different, you know. Yeah, because I felt that way because, you know, at the time I was coaching at Heritage and Al Golden was trying to get some players. I'm like, yo, that tie not going to work on the sideline in college football, bro. Like, you're going to have to switch it up. So right. I'm at that point with you. I agree. Like, he has to switch something up. He has to do something. You know, maybe coach from the scissor lift or, you know, stop walking around dapping everybody
like the,
up.
Like the booger mobile?
Like,
You got
to do something different. You know, you just have to. Like, we've done it. You know, it's you know, the rope is short. The leash is short at this point. And if we feel it, he has to feel it, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody in your camp has to tell you. You know what I mean? Like, somebody, like, one of your boys got to tell you, like, yo, you know, you ain't packing them in like you used to. That's what Prince's dad told him in Purple Rain. You know, you ain't packing them in like you used to, man. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna have to figure something else out. I would expect if I was a coach, you know, Channing and I, he'd see me out somewhere and say, hey, let me talk to you for a second. Yo, man, like, that thing you've been doing, like, not working, man. You gotta do something different. You know what I'm saying? So one of his boys gotta tell him, yo, you got to try something different this year. You know what I mean? Yell at somebody, curse somebody out, slam a pad, break something, throw your watch off, take your watch off and slam it on the ground or something on the sideline. I don't know, but he has to do something different.
OG, it's funny because we talked to Ben about that yesterday where the clothes stuff, and that's Hawk's thing. If he puts on, you know, some Charclettas, he might be able to win. But
look like Tom Landry out there. Wear a Tom Landry hat, a suit, and a tie, and channel him.
What he needs to wear?
I think he was going to say chancletas. Which I did not suggest.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Carry on.
That doesn't house go.
you got a ring. You play with Jimmy and all them. Bro, that night, and you coach. Honestly, it's all. Bro, that nice coaching crap that we're friends, I really do not believe it works. Every good coach I had the Saban, the Belichick, the nasty in them. We do your job, and I'm going to do my damn job. Do you believe in them nice, pleasant play, quote-unquote, player coach guys?
I think we're a little older. We come from that school, you know. We come from that era where we didn't have, you know, the only person that we could really say that won was Tony Dungy. That was the only nice guy that really won, you know what I mean? So we really don't have that. And that really wasn't, you know, how we were coached growing up, you know what I mean? Like, it's changed because, you know, society has changed. You know, Jimmy used to say the thing that, you know, always will ring present in my mind. Like, instead of walking down giving dap, Jimmy walk up and down the aisle telling everybody, the only thing constant has changed, some of you won't be here tomorrow. You'd be like, oh, man, I hope it's not me. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he'd say. And that'd be a little different feeling than, you know, dapping up. What'd you do last night? How's everybody in your family? Nah, the only thing constant has changed, some of you guys won't be here tomorrow. You get a different feeling, you know, when you're warming up. Like, don't look them in the eye like you turn to stone. Like, I just don't think that's the era now. I think you gotta go with what works. I mean, even like you said, even, you know, because we get kids that heritage of, you know, wherever you coaching, and you ask the mom, "What's your son play?" "Oh, he play everything." Come on, lady, he don't play everything. Nah, he don't play everything. You know what I'm saying? No, he good. He used to play receiver, then he played quarterback, he played safety. Come on, please, ma'am, work with me. What your son want to play? Like, that's we trying to, you know what I mean? Like,
he's a nose guard. I'm looking at him. He's a nose guard.
Right. Deep belly button. His belly button is 6 inches deep.
Right. Maybe at Naples Powell, he played everything, but not down here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's just the way it is.
Mike McDaniel could not be the guy who all of a sudden channels Jimmy Johnson in year four and starts walking down the bench.
Yeah,
going,
no,
some of you guys
I don't think that.
Like, he can't do it, right?
I don't think that will happen, but something, you know, has to change. He has to institute something. Like, you know, like the end when everybody was like, oh, players coming late, like, you know, like that would never happen. You know what I mean? Things like that would never happen. So he has to put something in place. Like, get a bad guy. Everybody knows Stu was the guy. Like, get a bad guy. Get a fall guy. Play good cop, bad cop. You know I would never do this, but they're making me cut you. They're making me send you home. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get somebody. You got to do something different. Like, you may not be that guy. You may not have it in you, and that's okay. But you have to have that instituted in the locker room, because this you know, this type of things that happen because you don't have anybody. Like, you know, it goes back to the same point, you know, all these things add up, you know what I mean? Like, Coach Westhoff used to say something that, you know, all these things ring in your mind when you, as a player, because, you know, you think about, oh, it don't catch up to you until it catch up to you. You know, he's like, you cheated on that. You cut the corner on that lap. You didn't go all the way around. And then, you know, like in the game, when you get busted, then he like, probably because you didn't take the whole lap, probably because you cut the corner. You know what I mean? Like, so it has to change somewhere in his preparation and something. He has to do something different because, you know, the guys, you know, not listening, not getting it done. And I think that goes back once again to me. It goes back to you not keeping those players. You're not keeping the Wilkins. You're not keeping the Hollins. You're not keeping the Van Ginkles. You're not keeping the players you drafted. You got to go through this whole thing of getting somebody else and trying to groom them into your system again. Like, that hurts. Like, you know, I just don't count, you know, Tyreek Hill and the Ramseys. Like, you know, because they mercenaries. They you know, they playing, you know, to better them. You know, in essence, you know what I mean? Obviously, they team players, because we play a team game, but they didn't grow up here. You know, they, you know, they're not really into it like the guy, like a Tua and a Waddle, they're into it. They got drafted here. Right. They kept them. Like, they're here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we let those guys go who he would have had some four-year guys who would have been like, yo, you know, what Coach saying right, what Coach saying works. But he, you know, who's that guy? Who are those guys that's going to go to battle, you know, for you? Really, like, really buckle down, you know, like again, you hate to use him, but, you know, he's going to be the poster child. You know, he's standing Eichenberg out there. He the first one off the bus. You know, the other team's like, him? You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's what he's standing out for.
We're up against a break, OG. The, you know, so. Famous Dolphins number three. A Rondé Gadsden.
It's a nice card. I'm going to show you the card at number three. I got a nice number three card.
Send me that. Send me that card. I want to see. So what was that? Your rookie card was a number three?
I think that was my preseason card. Number three.
Yeah, preseason card?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that was pretty big in preseason, man. That was pretty big.
I want to get a number three Gadsden Dolphins jersey.
Ooh, do you know the number 86 – Morgan Wallen's drummer had on a number 86 at the concert for 2 days. Let's go.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Very much is so. Very much.
Because I saw JT walked him out, and then I didn't realize the drummer. And I know Morgan Wallen wore a number one Cam Ward jersey, a Hurricanes jersey. The drummer wore an 86 Dolphins jersey?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know one song Morgan Wallen sings.
That's all right. They know you.
There you go. All right, man.
Marlon.
All right. Well, what'd you say, Crowder?
Marlon is his name?
Yeah, Marlon. It was a great concert from Marlon.